It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Before Paul Thorne made his living as a singer, he was a professional boxer. And he spent 12 years working at a furniture factory in his hometown of Tupelo, Mississippi.
I was the one that put springs in seats. Like when you sit on your recliner and you sit down and you go, oh, this feels so good and soft. It's a good likelihood that I may have put them springs in what you're sitting on. I had to stand there in the same spot all day long, pulling them springs and making everybody able to become even more sedentary.
Well, good luck sitting still listening to what Paul Thorne is making now.
Well, a woman I love is named Ramona. She kind of look like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm, just sound nasty. Snake farm, pretty much it.
Paul Thorne still lives in Tupelo. He's released a half dozen albums of his own songs, filled with characters from pimps to preachers, from a small-town temptress working at the Dairy Queen to a guy running a revival tent and fireworks stand together. Paul Thorne is about to start touring for his new album titled What the Hell is Going On? This one is all cover songs, many plucked from obscurity.
Well, you know, I'm an independent underground artist, and most of these songs on this record are songs by writers that I'm actually friends with. Each artist had these little chestnut songs, and I just picked out some of them that really moved me for one reason or the other. They are deep cuts. You know, when you think of a cover album, you think of, you know, Rod Stewart singing Unforgettable or something like that, which is great. But these are truly deep cuts, but they're great songs.
Let's talk about the song Walk in My Shadow, which I had to look this up. This was by the early 70s British rock group Free, right?
Yeah. Back in the day, you know, Paul Rogers was the lead singer. You know, he was also in Bad Company.
You make me hungry. You make me weak. You're like a hot biscuit I want to eat. Walk in my shadow. I can't take it anymore. When I get you in the shadows, I'm going to lay you on the floor.
Yeah, not too much ambiguity there, huh, Paul Thorne?
No, it's like cook me some grits, woman.
What about that biscuit line?
You know, I would not say some of the things that he said in the original lyric. I'm more tongue-in-cheek with what I do, and so that's why I said, you make me hungry, you make me weak, you're like a hot biscuit I want to eat. Now, that's what a guy from Mississippi would say.
Have you used that line before?
I use it on my wife all the time. I sneak up behind her while she's washing the dishes.
And how does that go over?
Well, it depends on if she's ovulating or not, you know, because that's when they really seem to like that kind of thing the most, you know. But it's just a braggadocio, machismo song. And I think there's a place for that, especially with all the mainstream music today being when men sing, it's, you know, they're whining and crying about, oh, please come back, and I'm nothing without you. And when they say I'm nothing without you, I always think, well, no wonder she left, because you're nothing. You know, if you had something to bring to the table, she wouldn't have left.
You have, I think a bunch of your own songs are about people we might think of as being on the margins a bit. And when I heard the song on this CD, it's a cover song called She's Got a Crush on Me by someone named Donnie Fritz.
Yeah.
That just struck me as that is a Paul Thorne song. He's singing about his people there.
Yeah, Donnie Fritz, he was a longtime keyboard player in Chris Christopherson's band, and he's a great songwriter, too. He's had songs recorded by the Rolling Stones and Ray Charles, and to me, it's a beautiful love song. And, you know, a lot of times when you think of love songs, they paint this beautiful picture that maybe isn't a realistic picture. But I like this song because it's about just a couple of normal people, that, you know, living in a trailer park.
She's a little bit overweight. Out of fashion play. She lives at the Sweetwater Trailer Park, lot number 3.
You know, the opening line was a kind of a stinger, and at first you think, well, this guy's criticizing this woman, but as you listen on down into it, you see that this woman's beautiful, and he's so flattered that she has a crush on him.
Every morning she climbs into her old Chevy Malibu. She clocks in early down at the T-shirt factory. She puts peanuts in her Coke. She laughs at all my jokes. And she's got a crush on me.
There's such a high standard put on women these days where they have to be, you know, 36, 24, 36. But if you're not that, you're still a beautiful woman.
The woman in this song, she chain smokes, she lives in a trailer, she works, I think, at a T-shirt factory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty descriptive of, you know, people that are on the fringes. And those are the kind of people I sing about.
Why is that?
Because those are the people I know. I don't run around with movie stars and celebrity types. All my real friends are just, they're trailer park people. And people that live, you know, meager means. That's what I grew up in, and that's what I'm really the most comfortable around.
Went to the store, got me some beer. Good Lord knows it's getting hot down here. Why in the world would you want to stay away so long? I hate to have to tell you we've been juking since you've been gone.
I'm talking with Paul Thorne. His latest album is What the Hell Is Going On. You did the painting on the cover of this album. I guess we have a folk art version of hell here.
Yeah.
We see a devil toasting marshmallows and somebody's holding a Toby Keith iPod in hell.
Yeah, well, in hell, you know, you may have to listen to his music for eternity. and you don't want that.
Well, I do. But
well, you know, okay. I enjoy doing artwork. It shows a lot of people down in hell. But if you look at the top, it shows me and Jesus sitting in a kiddie pool. And we're surrounded by these beautiful girls who are actually angels. They're bringing us Spam sandwiches and Kool-Aid.
And he's getting his hair brushed.
Yeah, we're both getting pampered. I'm getting a back rub. And the other two that are just standing there, I guess they're just waiting for instructions.
Or biscuits.
Well, you know, I figure if you're going to draw heaven, draw it like you really think it would be enjoyable, you know.
Well, Paul Thorne, best of luck on the tour.
Thank you very much. Best of luck to you. We all need it.
We do.
Isn't that right? Yeah.
Paul Thorne, his new album is called What the Hell Is Going On.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.